This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A wind advisory will be in effect later this afternoon and tonight for the Chicago area. Gusts as high as 40 miles per hour are expected this evening and tomorrow. Some storms are expected to move in through the overnight hours. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Brett Borkart says you could see damaging winds and hail. And if you're at St. Patrick's Day weekend celebrations, he says you should stay aware of your surroundings.
If you're going to be in a tent or near a big tree, just being aware that the winds are going to be pretty strong, and they could even be strong enough to bring down some tree limbs. So it's just one of those days you want to hold on to your hat and be aware of your surroundings.
Borkart says it is also important to set up ways you can receive weather warnings, including in the middle of the night. The Soybean Innovation Lab at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign is closing. The Trump administration has pulled federal funding for this program after saying the lab's work is not aligned with U.S. interests. The lab's director says it never got to defend its work to the administration and that helping African countries develop their own soybean crops would lead to a new market for American soybean farmers. 30 employees at the university have been laid off from the lab as a result. Developers of the old Michael Reese Hospital site on Chicago's South Side have released their plan for the Bears Stadium. The Sun-Times reports the proposal includes a Bronzeville-located stadium and an adjacent mixed-use development. Farpoint Development says it has not met with the team about its vision for the stadium, and there is not a plan for how it would be financed. The Chicago Stars open their season tonight with their new team name and without a key player. The team says forward Mallory Swanson will miss the game for personal reasons as the Stars face the Orlando Pride in Florida. The Pride won the National Women's Soccer League Championship last season. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the Florida squad does have an intact roster of players.
They're a team that's expected to repeat or at least, you know, be viable for another championship or compete for it. So it's a hard team for them to be facing right off the bat, but you know, you never know what can happen.
Stars coach Lauren Donaldson says Swanson's status will be a week-to-week decision. And Chicago's chunky beaver has a name. Ida Beeve Wells, Block Club Chicago reporting the name of the remarkably rotund beaver, was selected after a public naming contest by the environmental nonprofit Urban Rivers. Ida Beeve Wells has been spotted along the Chicago River on the city's southwest side, and now she has two youngins who were also named Chewy Garcia and Plumpton Sinclair. Weather, we have a wind advisory that goes into effect starting at 4 in the afternoon, lasting until overnight Saturday, and a high wind watch Saturday morning through the mid-afternoon. Today, it's very warm and windy, high in the upper 70s, windy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and Saturday, sunny, blustery, mild, a high in the mid-60s, and we could see some snow on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.